This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Going live once again, and this is take 3, alright? And I hope inshallah this time we don't have any kind of issues with the internet connection. Barakallahu feekum for joining me. And today's session will be a quick session on how we can make Eid al-Adha, which is also called Bakhreed, spiritually satisfying for ourselves. Now, as we know, that the 10th day of the month of Zulhijjah, that is the Islamic calendar, is when Bakhreed or Eid al-Adha is celebrated. It's also called the Day of Sacrifice, and it is celebrated on the 10th day of the Islamic lunar calendar, the month called Zulhijjah. Now, the background for this video today is a post which I shared yesterday on Facebook, where I said, often we find ourselves spiritually more... we find ourselves achieving a sense of satisfaction on the day of Eid al-Fitr, and I'm talking from a spiritual perspective. And the reason I gave for this was the fact that we tend to prepare well for the month of for the day of Eid. We fast in the month of Ramadan. We are doing engaging in active ibadah, active worship, in self-restraint. So there is a sense of achievement, a spiritual achievement, which is there on the day of Eid al-Fitr, and that is why the enjoyment, the fun, is coupled with a spiritual upliftment. Whereas when we compare this with Eid al-Adha, while there is a lot of fun and excitement on the day of Eid al-Adha, sometimes the spiritual satisfaction is lacking. And one of the reasons which I pointed out yesterday in the post was the fact that we don't prepare well for Eid al-Adha. And today I'm going to talk about how we can prepare well for Eid al-Adha. The 10 days of Zulhijjah, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, or the first 9 days of Zulhijjah leading to the 10th day, which is Eid al-Adha, are supposed to be the most blessed days on the face of the earth. This is what the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said in an authentic hadith, that the 10 days of Zulhijjah are the most blessed days in the world, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not mix it up with the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights when we seek Laylatul Qadr. As the scholars point out, that the nights of Ramadan are blessed in the month of Ramadan, and there is no comparison to any other night in the entire Islamic year. Whereas in the month of Zulhijjah, it is the first 10 days, the day worship, which is regarded very highly by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question therefore we need to ask ourselves is how and what kind of worship we can engage in as we prepare ourselves for Eid al-Adha. In an authentic hadith, we know the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned that one must actively engage in reading the tasbih, the tahmid, the tahleel, and the takbir. And that is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar, and la ilaha illallah. So subhanallah is the tasbih, alhamdulillah is the tahmid, La ilaha illallah is the tahleel, and takbir is Allahu Akbar. One must actively engage in reciting the zikr of Allah, the remembrances of Allah. And this does not require you to sit down and set yourself a time. You can just keep doing it as, if you're driving to your workplace, or if you're cooking at home, or if you're just stepping out of your house for some small work. I mean, actively, you can just keep on reciting the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't really need to sit down separately and time yourself. Just spend the entire day reciting the zikr of Allah. And as we know from one of the Sahabi, Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu, who used to actively exert himself in these first 10 days, till a point would reach when he would not be capable. Subhanallah, can you imagine the dedication that he used to have in these 10 days of Zulhijjah? So, actively engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to this, we have a hadith which is reported from the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he used to even fast in the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. Whereas this is not obligatory. Okay, so if anyone wants to do it and earn more reward, he can go ahead and fast the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. However, this is not obligatory. Okay, the obligatory fast is the month of Ramadan. What is highly recommended is the fast of the 9th day of Zulhijjah, also called the day of Arafah. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, whosoever fasts on the day of Arafah, his sins of the previous years and the coming year shall be forgiven. And we are referring to the minor sins of the previous year and the year to come shall all be forgiven for him who fasts on the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah, which is also the day of Arafah. Now there is a controversy because some people start questioning, should we follow the day of Arafah according to the Saudi sighting, because people are performing the Hajj and the day of Arafah in Saudi can be different for the people in India. Excuse me. The scholars point out clearly over here that you need to follow your local sighting. Excuse me for a moment. Excuse me, sorry about that. Okay, so you need to follow your local sighting. So if in your local sighting the day of Arafah falls on a Thursday, whereas in Saudi it falls on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, you need to fast according to your local sighting. Alright, whichever is the sighting that you're following in your country. So for example, in India we follow local sighting. So we shall fast according to the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah as per our calculation. We don't have to fast as per the calculation in Saudi. So that's an important point which I wanted to make. And as I said, do a lot of charity, as we know from the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he used to be very generous in these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah as well. So actively engage in charity, give out a lot of money to the poor during the daytime. And we already covered about the fasting on all the 9 days if you can. But most important is the 9th day of Dhul-Hijjah or the day of Arafah, and actively engage in the zikr of Allah, which is the takbir, the tasbih, the tahmid and tahleel, which I just explained to you a while back. This is all that we can engage in. Anything in addition to that, to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is documented from the Quran and the Sunnah, is more than welcome. That's all that I had to share with you. Inshallah, in the future videos, I'll try to talk about how we can prepare ourselves better for the day of the Eid al-Adha, how we can prepare for the day of sacrifice, and what are some of the basic things which we should keep in mind as far as the rulings regarding Eid is concerned. Inshallah, I shall be sharing that with you in due course of time. If you have any feedback or questions, please feel free to get in touch with me. Jazakumullah khair for patiently listening to me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.